Here's a question. What do you get when an octopus teams up with a whole bunch of fish? Sometimes it would appear a striking model of shared leadership, though things sometimes come to blows. Here's science reporter Ari Daniel.
The Red Sea is teeming with life. Every day, the goal of these creatures is the same.
Anything that is smaller than them and can fit their mouth, they're going to try to eat.
Eduardo Sampaio is a behavioral biologist at the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior in Germany, and he was intrigued by descriptions of different species hunting together amongst the coral reefs.
These big hunting groups, not just one octopus and one fish, we're talking about one octopus and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 very different fish.
Sampaio says the consensus among researchers was that the octopus was doing all the work and the fish were freeloading.
Purely taking advantage.
But Sampaio says these conclusions were largely drawn by looking at the situation from the surface. He wondered whether something more complex might be going on, so he decided to scuba dive and do a visual analysis underwater.
We can actually go with several cameras, reconstruct everything in 3D, and try to see who is following who around the habitat.
There were, of course, challenges to the approach.
You have to find the octopus, which is an animal that evolved to not be found, and it has to continue hunting like you are not there and doesn't escape.
After a month of diving, Sampaio managed to record 3 or 4 hours of hunting. What he and his colleagues found was telling.
I immediately understood that these groups weren't just following the octopus around.
The analysis later confirmed a more complicated picture.
The fish explore the environment, they find the prey, and then the octopus chooses between the options that the fish give and moves there, flushing out prey.
So the fish present possible targets, and the octopus selects the one it wants. The creatures divvy up the roles and share the leadership. Sampaio says the approach likely helps the fish, and it's definitely good for the octopus, which feeds more than it would on its own.
This type of very complex dynamics that we think only emerged in complex societies, we can find this in the wild.
Still, any good party has its crashers. In this case, black-tip groupers that wait and watch.
Once they see prey, they move and try to get it.
But these black tips pay a price for their perceived freeloading. Almost half the time they're in the group, the octopus punches them. The first time he saw it, Sampaio cracked up.
The camera got off the target and everything.
The octopus punches other fish too, if they don't seem to be pulling their weight, or if the group is at a standstill for too long.
And then this creates more movement in the group, and then the octopus stops punching.
The results are published in the journal Nature Ecology and Evolution. Kelly Benoit-Bird is an ocean ecologist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute who wasn't involved with the study. She says the research is well done, though she wants to know what's going on when no people are around.
It's hard to put a diver in the water at night and see if this happens at other times of the day. It's hard to do this when there might be a storm approaching.
She says autonomous robots or cameras could help. Still, she's excited about what these hunting groups may have to teach humans.
We can learn about alternative points of view, about how leadership can look as we think about how to structure organizations or build teams to end up with better outcomes.
Just maybe no punching allowed. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.